Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, the programs such as Patriot Point and other programs like this just became massively more important, and here's the reason why. Because this week, Fox News just fired the reason that most people still watch Fox News. They fired Tucker Carlson, who had the number one rated news program on cable news. Now, they may give any excuse they want, but I'm going to tell you, here's the reasons why they fired this guy. Two main reasons. Reason number one, because he showed us the January 6th videotapes. And those tapes proved to us that what Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer have been saying for 3 years is a direct lie. And what really happened was the exact opposite, which is probably the reason why we haven't seen Mitch McConnell up in the Senate for several weeks. And he sure hasn't been in Kentucky at the Lincoln-Reagan dinners to answer any questions, because Kentuckians want to say, hey, you told us the exact opposite of the truth. And yes, I'm Lee Watts, and I approve that message. I think he also got fired because on April the 19th, just earlier this week, he did a program talking about how the mainstream media, including his own network, had been pushing this injection, which it turns out is completely ineffective and deadly, which is something I've been saying for years. And 5 days after he put that on the air, he gets fired. So if you want to get the news, don't turn on the mainstream media TV. You're going to have to go to these private citizen patriot news sources such as Patriot Point and programs like that. So talking about some of the news we've got coming up, we have elections coming up here in Kentucky in only 2 more weeks. Now, here's something you're probably not going to hear anywhere else, and that is the news, do not vote early.
What?
Yes, this may be surprising to some people. Like, why not vote early? I'll tell you the reason why. Because every bit of research I have ever done and read about, all the studies tell me the same thing, that is a single easiest way for there to be manipulation of your votes. Because when this comes in, the people in charge, they have access to this. And the groups who build these machines and computers, by the way, that's not the government. That's private companies that have been contracted. They know who is ahead. And that's the easiest way to decide how many votes have to be changed. Vote on the day of the election. Seems to me when we used to have paper ballots before we had all these computers, by the end of the night, we would know who won the different elections. But now with computers somehow, it'll take them, oh no, we won't know tonight. We won't know for 3 days, maybe weeks, until we're able to know who it was. I don't believe any of that. I mean, how is it that you can buy, they can sell millions of lottery tickets, and as soon as they draw the numbers, they can say, well, that we know there's this many winning tickets out there, and it doesn't take them too long to say, yeah, and we know what stores sold those tickets. So the program's out there, and it could be done quickly. But for some reason, we have the Kentucky Secretary of State, Michael Adams. Yes, I like to call names. Secretary of State Michael Adams saying there is no voter fraud in Kentucky. He said this repeatedly, emphatically. Well, there's a big problem with that is that earlier this week, 7 different people got indicted for voter fraud in Monroe County, Kentucky. So we got the Secretary of State saying there is no voter fraud, and yet we got 7 people who have been indicted for voter fraud right here in Kentucky. One of the reasons why, vote for anybody except Michael Adams. Last week, I mentioned I was going to give an endorsement, and yes, I am. I'm going to give an endorsement in one particular race, and that is the race for the Kentucky State Treasurer's Office. And I am endorsing publicly and fully Mr. Andrew Cooperrider. You may recognize Mr. Cooperrider because he's the man who is a small business owner who stood up to Andy Beshear when he was illegally telling businesses to close. He stood up against him. He resisted it. He took him to court, and Andrew Cooperrider won and was able to stay open that entire time and has been fighting for the cause of liberty and fiscal responsibility for years since. And his biggest rival in this race is a guy by the name of O.J. Oleka. And this guy is a radical leftist. Mr. Oleka is a radical leftist, woke guy, posing as a Republican. They just did a debate on KET earlier this past week, and let me show you a little clip from Mr. Olega.
Two things I'd do on day one. I'd expand the list of ESG companies to make sure we can protect taxpayer dollars. I'd also make sure that we are protecting taxpayers by being clear about the checks that I mentioned before. We would eliminate everyone that we could, making sure that Kentuckians have an opportunity.
So he's talking about ESG and how he wants to expand that on day number one. Do a little homework on what ESG is. It stands for Environmental Social Governance. This is something the Chinese use, where you can get a score based on your environmental and government scores and your social impact, and that's how they're going to rate you as a person and your company. And it's the most liberal, leftist, woke thing you could possibly think of. This guy has been pushing our Kentucky State Legislature to have mandatory implicit bias training in all of these different agencies and schools and stuff like that, which it says implicit bias training means we're going to sit down and tell all the white people that they're racist and push that into their brains. This guy is an incredibly woke leftist. And here's a big problem. We got a bunch of Republican establishment people who have endorsed this guy, who's on air saying that he wants to have mandatory racial bias training. He's on the video, the record, saying that he wants to expand ESG. This is all this radical woke stuff. So I'm just putting it out there. I am encouraging every single person who is in office, if you've endorsed this guy, I encourage you to immediately, publicly withdraw that endorsement. Because as a warning, we're going to be listing who's backing this guy. Because these are the people who are backing the leftist agenda and are masquerading as conservatives. And we're just going to expose who they are. So we're giving you a little warning. So then this race, the choice is absolutely clear. There's one choice for the conservatives. It is Andrew Cooperrider. I hope you'll be voting for him for the Kentucky State Treasurer's position. Now, I want to finish this week by talking about some news we mentioned last week. Last week, we were talking about Governor Beshear and how he had finally been given a punishment for illegally trying to close churches 3 years ago. Remember, on Easter Sunday, he tried to close churches, and the courts came out and said, you don't have any authority to do that. You never did have authority. Well, the judgment came out here a few weeks ago saying the punishment is you have to pay $270,000. Now, I want everybody to do something here to help out the cause of justice in this. Remember the Rowan County clerk, Kim Davis? Well, some judges ruled against her in some of the cases and said she had to pay fines. So here's a question. Was Kim Davis allowed to use state money to pay her fines? Well, no, she wasn't, was she? Therefore, Andy Beshear should not be allowed to use state money to pay his fines, because these are things the court said, you don't have the authority as governor to do this. You did this on your own, and what you did is illegal. Kim Davis couldn't use state money, so Andy Beshear shouldn't be allowed to either. Here's what I need you to do. If we're actually going to make Andy Beshear pay for his own crimes, instead of making the taxpayers pay themselves for what he did, we're going to need you to contact three different people. I'm putting in the description of this video how you can get a hold of the emails for the Kentucky State Treasurer who writes the checks, the Kentucky State Auditor who has to say if something's legal or illegal, and the Kentucky Attorney General who can actually enforce this in the courts. We need to have these three people contacted by the citizens of Kentucky saying, do not let Andy Beshear use our money to pay his fines. Kim Davis couldn't do it, and Andy Beshear shouldn't be allowed to either. All the contact information, the emails, and all, if you want to send a regular letter, paper address, it's all in the description of this video. I hope you'll do your part to help stand up for justice in this case. So that's some of the things we have going on this week. Again, if you've never subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe, because citizen patriot programs like this are more important than ever. And until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.